under the president's, this president's leadership, President Biden, violent crime is at a nearly 50-year low.
Let's go check in on that New York City brand, everybody, right? Mayor Cocksucker Adams over there? Because, of course, crime is down. They've solved that pesky white supremacy domestic terrorism problem. Really? You arrested a whole shit ton of neo-Nazi white supremacist blah blah supporters? You think they'd have a media press conference about that? Oh, wait. That's weird. No. Anyhow, now that crime has been defeated in New York City, it's weird how many random stabbings you're having and how many women are being raped on the sidewalk of the streets in broad daylight. And now your Hollywood actors are being beaten up in New York. Wow, that's weird. That's weird for a place with no crime. New York Post over here. Boardwalk Empire star Steve Buscemi. Is it Buscemi? Buscemi? Hey, which one is it? Oh, he's dead. He doesn't know. Punched by maniac in random New York City attack. Well, that's just, it's a game, boys.
By the way, no mugshots for the perp that attacked Steve Buscemi over here, huh? Another one of those dark-skinned white supremacists playing the knockout game?
It's weird. Now, usually I like when shithead libtards like LeBron James or that dipshit Seth Rogen. Have you ever met somebody who smokes that much weed and is that angry? So Seth Rogen got a lot of demons, boys. Probably a lot of child-sized skeletons in his closet, allegedly, because... Again, you can't smoke that much weed and be an asshole. Anyhow, usually when those assholes of Los Angeles get attacked or carjacked or their mansions get robbed or any of that, I laugh my fucking balls off. In this situation, I don't know Steve Buscemi's politics. That's how it's supposed to be, by the way. You're dancing monkeys. Dance for us, fuckers. Don't lecture us. I don't care about your politics, all your fake fucking politics. I don't know anything about Steve Buscemi, so... I know he was a firefighter at one point, so the dude's a sane individual. Hopefully Hollywood hasn't corrupted him enough. But he's been attacked, and by the way, he got sent to the fucking hospital. He got sent to the hospital. It's weird. Wow. Seems like no one's safe on the streets of the Big Apple these days. Whoa, I'm confusion. Because crime is down. MSNBC told me crime's down. Jen Psaki with her fucking chicken legs told me the crime is down. KGP told me crime is down from her. She read it. It took her a very long time to read it because she's fucking illiterate, but she read it from that fucking binder. Now, y'all telling me that the crime is down. Not even beloved hometown actor and Brooklyn native Steve Buscemi is safe from this crime wave. That doesn't exist. That's weird. He was strolling through Kipps Bay last week when a brute walked up to him, struck him, knocked him out, and sent him to Bellevue Hospital for treatment. Holy shit. Right. Okay, so I'm noticing a rampant amount of women being raped with belts on the street and 11-year-olds carjacking people. You're watching politicians being robbed in D.C. You're watching Hollywood actors being attacked. But crime is down? No, get the fuck out of here. Crime's through the roof. By the way, this is the second Hollywood actor, I guess, to be attacked. On March 31st, actor Michael Schoenberg, who played the gangster Arnold Rothstein. Everybody in Boardwalk Empire is getting the shit kicked out of him in New York City, apparently. Right? He was out for a run on the Upper East Side when he was struck in the back of the neck with a rock. The rock. NYPD arrested the deranged vagrant Xavier Israel, 27, in the assault, which took place 7:45 p.m. So, everybody from the Boardwalk Empire television series over here is being attacked in New York City. Women are being raped, cars are being carjacked, but crime is down. No, crime is through the roof. I suggest that you get strapped. You can't get a gun. Some of you guys out there might be felons. Might not be allowed to have a gun. That's a weird thing, by the way. Anyhow, that sounds weird. It's like a bunch of felons. There's a bunch of people out there who are now felons because they walked across the lawn of the fucking Capitol, right? Those people should have their fucking Second Amendment. But you could always go get that Shockwave flashlight. It's got a... when you got a flashlight that's got a safety on it from painsafari.com/saltycracker, you could be all right. I don't know. Check your local fucking... I don't know the regulations for anything out there, but... I love the fact that I've got a flashlight over here with a fucking safety on it. Holy shit, that's crazy. But there you go, lads. Hollywood actors now being attacked in New York City because crime is down. Nobody's buying this. Stay safe out there. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. We kept up to date on what the hell's going on in New York shithole city. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.